After Totem Lodge and Shorncliffe Intermediate Care Home, two long-term care homes in Sechelt, closed on January 24, the move into the new Silverstone location has faced several challenges. Residents of Shorncliffe and Totem Lodge moved the week of January 22 into the new location. The 128-bed facility is operated by Trellis Senior Services Limited and contracted by Vancouver Coastal Health, VCH. For a week during the move-in, an issue with the water valves meant some sinks and showers did not have hot water. VCH said patients had access to bathing in other areas of the building as necessary and could wash hands and faces in their unit if they chose to. VCH said the water valve issues were due to the quick ramp-up of occupancy and were addressed as quickly as possible. Elevator service was interrupted for under 24 hours, VCH said in a statement, so while the elevator was not working, residents were accommodated through other entrances. As of VCH's February 7 statement, the health authority said all residents' units have hot water and elevators are fully operational. VCH regrets any inconvenience experienced by residents, families and staff, and appreciates their understanding during the move-in process, the statement from VCH said. The Hospital Employee Union, HEU, issued a statement on February 5 saying it was speaking with its members, the employer and the health authority to get more details about issues during the move after concerns about resident care were raised on social media the previous week. BC's seniors care system is fragile and fragmented after 20 years of privatization and underinvestment by the former BC Liberal government. Residents of Silverstone deserve access to quality care health. And the care staff working at this facility need the resources, support and time to deliver that care, Mina Brizard, the spokesperson for HEU, said. Brizard also acknowledged the heavy workloads, low wages and pandemic burnout frontline seniors care workers have faced for years, and how that is impacting staff levels. And this ultimately impacts the care seniors are receiving, she said. We will continue working with our members, the health authority and this employer on providing the best possible care and working conditions at Silverstone for the elderly residents and for our members delivering the care. Community members also raised concerns about how many hours per day residents are receiving care and whether caregivers are also performing housekeeping duties. VCH said Silverstone has a dedicated housekeeping team and that Shorncliffe, Totem and Silverstone are funded for a minimum of 3.36 hours of nursing and allied care, such as social work, occupational therapy, physical therapy and recreations, per person, in accordance with Ministry of Health guidelines. These hours are allotted to residents based on individual resident care needs and staffing availability, VCH said. The statement noted caregivers prioritize personal health and wellness of residents at all times, and may perform some light housekeeping as an additional part of their duties. As for what will happen to Shorncliffe and Totem Lodge, VCH said it will assess those facilities, consider community health care needs, and consult with the Indigenous partners to help inform the future of these facilities.